Okay, so we continue the Vipassana practice on emptiness in a slightly different way in this session. We'll look a little bit more specifically into the body, emptiness of the body, and investigate that. The body is independently or dependently existent. So find yourself a good seat. As always, we prepare the body and mind with a few minutes of relaxation for the body, and some stillness and sharpness for the mind. So first letting your awareness sink into the body. Relax it, release tension. And then after some time you can attend to the breath for a few minutes in order to calm the mind, bring the mind into the present moment, and also to release any thoughts about the past or the future. And also release any kind of expectations regarding this meditation. So just a few minutes of breathing awareness. So now we can release the focus on the breath and instead attend to analyzing parts of emptiness. I'd like to give you two examples. After the first example, we have a very short stretch break. When we have different concepts of things, labels, when we talk about this label, it seems like whatever the concept might be, it seems quite solidly existing from its own side as an entity. But if you look more closely, we see maybe this is not the case of how things really exist. So you can think about this scenario. Maybe when you came here, before you came here to Tushita, maybe you were in McLeod Ganj, and he asked for the direction to Tushita. And somebody would say, yeah, it's up the hill there. And you take a rickshaw or a taxi. And you come to the chai shop. Ask for the direction. Somebody points into that muddy road leading to Tushita. So you say, thank you very much. And you start walking towards Tushita. And then you come and you see some white buildings. The building to the right seems like a kitchen. To the left it seems like toilets or washrooms. So you walk up there and ask, where is Tushita? And somebody says, yeah, it's here. You come to Tushita. And you look around and you try to find Tushita. You say, thank you, but I'd really like to find the exact location of Tushita. Where is it? And somebody points to the main building. And you walk up there and ask, where is Tushita? Where is exactly is the location of Tushita? And somebody says, it's here. And you look at the stairs. Is this Tushita? And you look at the office. Is that Tushita? And then you walk into the office and ask, where exactly is Tushita? Well, it's here. Yeah, thank you for the information, but where exactly is Tushita? And you start looking at the trees, the upper accommodation block. And you start thinking maybe there is a director's office or a manager's office. That might be the real Tushita. When you start walking on this ground, walking in these buildings, checking the rooms, so where exactly is Tushita? Where is the essence of Tushita? The Tushita-ness. Can you point your finger to where exactly Tushita is? Just use your visualization ability and walk around here. And try to look for Tushita and see what you can find. Does Tushita exist or not? You may be quite convinced that Tushita exists. But where is actually Tushita? Perhaps you may think, if you draw the boundaries of this area, which is the Tushita ground. Maybe this is Tushita. But is the ground itself, is that Tushita? It's just a lot of concrete material, soil, trees, bushes. Is that tushita? Perhaps a more appropriate question is, how does tushita exist? Because it definitely exists. Tushita definitely exists. But how does it exist? Now, a short break just to relax the mind and perhaps stretch your legs if you like. And then we can find a seat again, continue the meditation. The seat of ease and relaxation, and stillness and focus for the mind. Using the out-breath to release any physical or mental tightness. Just a few breaths, in and out breaths of complete full presence, awareness, and the whole in-breath and the whole out-breath. Just to settle the mind a bit. And then we can go in to investigate this idea of having a body. This body of yours. How does it appear to exist to you? When you say my body, how does the body appear to your mind? As a single thing, seemingly independent of anything else, what's your experience when you think my body? So when you think of your body, it seems like it should be pretty easy to find it. It should definitely be findable. So when you try to point to the body, where do you point? Perhaps the common thing is to point at the chest. This is my body. But is there anything in the chest that is the body? Perhaps thinking the head is the center. Is there anything in the head that is the body? Because when you spontaneously say, my body, what comes up in your mind? Perhaps you think of the whole body, arms, legs, feet, heart, stomach, but all these things are just part of the body. It's not the body itself. They are just parts. And each part is not a body. So this collection of many parts is just a big collection of non-bodies. Where is the body to be found among a collection of non-bodies? But then again, yet other than these parts, what body is there? Is there a body apart from the parts? Perhaps we can come to the conclusion that the body is empty. But this doesn't mean that there is no body. The body definitely exists. Or we could say emptiness is the body. Just like when we recite the Heart Sutra, form is empty, emptiness is form. The body is empty, emptiness is the body. Because of the emptiness, the body can appear and exist. So the body exists, it comes into existence through some factors. It exists depending on causes and conditions, such as the unification of a sperm and an egg. Because of food and drink that is consumed. And the body exists depending on the parts, such as the chest, head, limbs. thanks to the different parts, the collection of those parts, the body can come into existence. So the different parts makes the body, but the parts in themselves is not the body. So we come to a contradiction here. But the parts of the body make the body. But the body is not the parts. The parts themselves is not the body. And of course, the body exists simply as something merely labeled upon these parts. Nothing more than that. So the body exists dependently. It couldn't exist independently. So just reflect on that until the end of the session.